A second candidates forum for the upcoming federal election took place on Wednesday afternoon in St John for those standing in the new St John St Croix electoral district. Organised by the Human Development Council, a St John-based social services organisation, the forum took place at Carlton Community Centre on the west side of the city. All candidates standing were invited to speak directly to the district's electorate, and while four of the candidates were present, Keith Tayes of the Libertarian Party did not attend. At the forum were Andrew Hill for the New Democratic Party, previous Liberal MP Karen Ludwig, the incumbent Conservative MP John Williamson, and Green Party candidate Gerald Irish. The NDP's Andrew Hill addressed issues of homelessness, housing, and cost of living in general.
The root causes of homelessness are systemic societal inadequacies. These were set up over years and years of governments who did not look out for everyday Canadians. We cannot afford housing. We saw the skyrocketing prices of housing over the last 10 years. The wages that employers are paying our workers have not at all increased to match these prices. The NDP wants to see a price cap on groceries. We're going to remove the GST on essentials such as diapers, formula, other groceries, okay? And we're going to make a tax cut on the lowest earners and working Canadians. As for the guaranteed living wage, I'm just going to come out and say, yes, I support a guaranteed living wage.
And Hill also spoke about both healthcare and the electoral system.
We as the NDP, we want to fight for the public health care system that we've created as a country. The single pay system is the way we must keep it. We will not sell our health care system. Parliamentary reform, it's necessary. And I think that a proportional representation system would be the best system going forward. I will represent the people of this riding with the same determination and tenacity that I brought to the service in the Canadian Armed Forces. My commitment to serving Canada and Canadians remains unwavering, and I am ready to fight for the needs of this community.
Liberal Karen Ludwig noted the government's record on healthcare and then spoke about the trade relationship with the United States.
The federal government transferred a record amount of investment to New Brunswick to help out on the healthcare field. When we look at access to housing supply, that's health related. We have to have good, solid healthcare, and that requires all levels of government working together, but also different associations and different groups focusing on how to reduce the barriers to get more people actively working within those fields and access to it. We've become so integrated in a North American market. When we look at those that are going to be affected immediately, if you look no further than the auto sector, it's immediate access to EI, and who knows how long those agreements are going to be needed, and the encouragement to buy local.
And Ludwig on the electoral system.
I do agree with proportional representation. I do agree with lowering the voting age. My challenge with our democracy today is how divisive it is, and it's a turnoff for a lot of people. And they also think that their vote doesn't matter. Every vote does matter. This area needs two strong MPs paddling and rowing in the same direction. And what is the future that you want for yourselves, your children, your grandchildren, your communities, for those that are marginalized and need the help the most?
Incumbent Conservative MP John Williamson on standing up for Canada's sovereignty and the Canadian economy.
A new Conservative government, we would pay any price and bear any burden to defend Canada's sovereignty and our independence from the United States. We look for new trade routes, taking advantage of the many, many free trade agreements we have with other countries around the world. This is an example of where Conservative government 10 years ago has positioned us better for this than the Liberals have. So those trade deals are the result of our government. Stephen Harper went after one free trade agreement after another. Mark Carney's going to put a tariff on Canadian businesses with his industrial carbon tax. It's going to drive up the price of goods, just like the consumer carbon tax. So this is a government that's not ready for what's coming, and it's made us weaker, not stronger, going forward.
And on the electoral system, and also healthcare.
We're open to a discussion, but it's not going to be a system that favors the Liberals. It's going to be a true PR system. The current system has served us well. office, we increased transfers to provinces for health care every year by a greater amount than the Liberals did. We'll also oppose the so-called safe injection site. Wherever these have opened up, it has brought chaos, crime, and death. They do not work. We're going to fund treatment and recovery for 50,000 Canadians. So I'll fight for St. John West.
Gerald Irish for the Green Party spoke about healthcare and support for the 2S LGBTQIA plus community.
We need that full comprehensive healthcare system that meets the needs of everyone regardless of where they live. We need to have the province and federal government work together and provide that stable long-term funding that healthcare really needs. Build the better mental and addiction services. And we have to keep healthcare public and keep it out of corporate hands and make sure that healthcare is still affordable for all people. We need to help and support the LGBTQ plus community, strengthening against hate speech and hate groups, funding more community programs that help support them.
Irish also tackled the electoral system and the environment.
I think our current system is flawed. I think that there's room to discuss different ways of doing what we're doing and how we are electing our officials. The basic design of proportional representation, you know, a strong element of local, regional representation. So the Green Party will make every effort to stand up for the environment and to work for the people in this riding and listen to and make sure we have the right to clean air, water, and land free of toxins.
This candidate's forum followed Tuesday's forum in Uptown St. John for the St. John Kennebecasis electoral district. The federal election takes place on Monday, April 28th, and more information can be found at elections.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.